Hey everybody, I'm Mark Davis and this is Reviews of the Nerds. Today I'm reviewing the board game Dominant Species. When Chad Jensen passed away after a battle with cancer 2 years ago, we lost one of our greatest game designers. Perhaps his greatest ludological accomplishment was the gripping area control game Dominant Species. Set in prehistoric times, Dominant Species has players take control of different classifications of animals, reptiles, insects, mammals, etc., trying to reign supreme before an impending ice age. Control of the different areas is determined in two distinct ways, population and adaptation to local habitats. Each hexagonal intersection contains a different food source, and each animal type likes to eat different types of food. As the game progresses, everyone has the opportunity to both shape the food on the map and what their animals are best acclimated to. At the same time, food becomes more scarce as ice spreads from the center of the board. Both types of control are important, and they divide the attention of each player. But that's only one of the many layers of strategic complexity in Dominant Species. The real genius might be with the way the game stretches time. Each round, players place tokens down to reserve certain action spots, but the actions are only resolved once everyone has finished placing all of their tokens. This phase becomes a mind game, as each action reservation provides some information about what your opponent is planning to do, but not complete information. It's here that Dominant Species is at its most intimate and its most epic, every move shaping and rewriting the plan swirling in the minds of each player. It holds this contradiction of the intimate and the epic in beautiful tension throughout each part of its design. Strategy is complex and crunchy as powerful event cards disrupt even the most thoughtfully laid plans. The shifting of tectonic plates and the extinction of species play out like a knife fight in a phone booth. Dominant Species is truly a masterpiece. I'm Mark Davis, and if you want to read more of my thoughts about board games or listen to my podcast, go to thethoughtfulgamer.com.